It's Friday, July 19th, AD 2019. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On Wednesday, the World Health Organization officially declared the Ebola virus outbreak in the Democratic Republic of the Congo in Africa a public health emergency of international concern. The declaration follows the first confirmed case this week in Goma, the city of nearly 2 million people on Congo's border with Rwanda. The disease has infected over 2,500 people and killed over 1,600 since the outbreak began last August. Leaders of Canada's Anglican Church met this past week for its General Synod, narrowly voting down a proposal to allow faux homosexual marriage in the national church laws. However, another motion passed, allowing individual dioceses to decide if they want to perform such unbiblical ceremonies. President Trump said the U.S. Navy downed an Iranian drone that was flying too close to our warship, the USS Boxer, in the Strait of Hormuz, hours after Iranian forces said they had seized a foreign tanker, the latest in a series of incidents that have ratcheted up tensions in a vital oil shipping route, reports the Wall Street Journal. Pastor Andrew Brunson addressed the U.S. State Department's Ministerial to Advance Religious Freedom on Wednesday, following his release from a Turkish prison over his missionary work. Brunson said, quote, "For me to be back with my wife and my children, this is what I wanted," end quote. The department's inaugural Religious Freedom Summit last year focused on Brunson's case leading up to his release. Also on Wednesday, 27 victims of religious persecution from 16 countries surrounded President Trump's desk at the Oval Office, sharing their stories and thanking the president for his work to promote religious freedom. For a third year in a row, President Trump ordered the defunding of the United Nations Population Fund, an agency that promotes population control and abortion worldwide. This order will divert over $32 million taxpayer dollars from the abortion-promoting agency to women's health programs that do not involve abortion. The United Nations Population Fund has worked for